Well, you know, the thing about, you know, viruses, diseases, locust swarms, and more that's going on right now is that they may be a punishment from God to punish sins, or they may just be viruses, diseases, and swarms, you know, or could be a combination of, you know, God didn't send it, but allowed it to happen to fulfill his will, just like how God allowed different things to happen to Job, who did nothing wrong, but God used all that to bring glory to himself, or even think to Exodus, which I'm going through the Bible again, and you know, I've gotten to where the plagues have happened on Egypt, and God brought all that, or, well, in that specific instance, he brought it, you know, to bring glory to himself, to show that he is God, and that even though Pharaoh wasn't going to give up, you know, control, so to speak, eventually God's like, okay, you're going to listen, bang, you're going to listen, bang, you're going to listen, and it just shows, you know, that sometimes there are times where God does do things to try and get our attention. And other times he just, he allows it to happen. And there is a difference between the two. Our part as believers is to become saved and then to begin with. And then we have to preach the word and then live according to his word and strive to be more like him until we see him one day face to face. That is our part.
Absolutely. And can I also say, so when we talk about things like, oh, do you think it's because God's not happy with people's lifestyles that all these things are taking place? I remember a long time ago, it's easy to fall into this trap. There was a terrorist organization that was like, you know, I'm not going to mention names, but people can put two and two together. And I was like reading report after report, which is a bad idea, of all these terrible things. And I remember just like thinking to myself, I'm almost in prayer, like, God, like, oh my goodness, there's all these terrible things going on in the world. But then God also said, you know what, as much as there are people who are doing all this evil, you don't even know the things that God is up to as well. And there is a lot of good. So it's easy to just say, oh, you know what, throw the whole world into this one pile of everyone's evil. It's all going to hell, you know?
Yeah.
But there is good stuff going on as well. And God ultimately does have a purpose for everything.
Yeah, he does. So, and ultimately there are times where we're not going to know the reason until we see him face to face. So
absolutely.
There you just go. Have to trust.